The opinions expressed in this show are the views of the host and not necessarily that of WTRW, 94.3 The Talker, or the Bold Gold Media Group.
The following presentation is brought to you by the host of the program, who is solely responsible for its content.
All Century 21 real estate offices are independently owned and operated.
This is the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21, Jack Ruddy Real Estate. Good morning, I'm Jackie Ruddy, and with my husband, fellow realtor, Pat Devaney.
Good morning, Jackie. How are you doing today?
Excellent. How are you?
Very good.
We have with us, for the second week in a row, Dawn Hansen, Regional Vice President with Metro Public Adjustment. How are you?
I'm doing well, thank you.
We're glad you're back with us. We appreciate your time, Dawn, and we had an excellent discussion last week, and we're looking forward to some more this week. No pressure, though.
No pressure.
We're here every Saturday at 11 a.m. and Sunday at 11:30 a.m. where we talk real estate. We have been guiding, assisting, advising clients in real estate matters for over 40 years. We have a full-time real estate office with many experienced realtors.
During the week, feel free to email us with any questions you have at questions@jruddy.com. That's questions@jruddy.com. Or you can give us a call at 570-344-6724. When you're at jruddy.com, click on the Dunmore Corners live webcam tab and see what's going on at Dunmore Corners. We have a camera on the building looking at the corners. So
one of Pat's many contributions to our business.
We get 10,000 hits a month. It's unbelievable on that camera. It's unbelievable.
But you're always getting calls, too, from law enforcement because they want to pull our tapes because of whatever.
Whatever's going on.
But
yeah, the best was when the guy drove into the Fidelity Bank in the middle of the night, right up on the front steps, and then he couldn't get off. And, you know, it was a good one.
But he wasn't driving.
Caught on camera.
Yeah, caught on camera. Look us up on Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, and YouTube. View our listings, search the MLS listings, and listen to archive radio shows by going to jruddy.com, J-R-U-D-D-Y.com, which is mobile friendly. Dawn Hansen, Regional Vice President of Metro Public Adjustment. You are a public adjuster, public insurance adjuster. What is that? Who are you? And how long have you been doing this? And how can you help our listeners? Because if someone didn't tune in last week and hear our discussion, we just want to recap who you are, what you do. Please.
Okay. Yes, as you said, I'm Dawn Hansen. I work with Metro Public Adjustment. It's a company based out of Bensalem, which is just outside the Philadelphia area. Our company has been in business since 1993, helping to educate and protect policyholders. What I do as a public adjuster is to educate and protect policyholders, like I said, but we're consumer advocates for the home and business owner when they have damage to their property that's covered by the insurance to make sure they're treated and paid fairly by the insurance company.
So you review homeowners insurance policies, business insurance policies?
Correct.
And, okay.
We can also do renters policies, commercial policies, farm policies, anything dealing with property. We don't handle auto or health or anything like that.
Okay, so no auto, no health.
Correct.
Okay, so when an insurance claim is made by a property owner, be it residential or commercial, you can come on the scene.
Yes.
Before that claim is filed, or if at some point after that claim is filed within 1 year, correct?
Yes, we can come in. We can be the first point of contact, but oftentimes people don't know that we exist. So a lot of times, you know, they don't find out about us until halfway through dealing with their insurance company on a claim, or even, you know, after they think that their claim is closed. We can reopen that claim up to a year. It can be more than a year, but you lose your right to sue after a year. So we generally try and stick within that year. For business and commercial, it's actually 2 years.
But as the advocate for that insurance policy holder, you are able to go farther and get more money back to that property owner.
Yes. Basically, because you're kind of fighting, if you're to take on the insurance company yourself, you're fighting against you know, a big company with a lot of money and a lot of time on their hands, and they have the knowledge of the industry, whereas most average homeowners or business owners have no clue about their insurance. So it's really, you know, how do you fight a company that's all they do, and you're not educated about it enough to know whether you should even be getting more money or not. A lot of times people just are willing to accept what they've been given the first time. And sometimes they know that it's not enough and sometimes they don't. A lot of times there's a lot of things that can be paid on that policy that they don't really realize. Even with a full loss on a fire, if the insurance company pays out the maximum limits that are listed on your declaration page, oftentimes there's up to 40% in addition to that that they can actually receive that they would not really know about. So being that we're experts in that field, we know the policy and we know what needs to be paid, and we fight for that policyholder to make sure that it is paid properly.
Well, I'm guilty as charged because I have, and we don't file many claims, but no. We had one several years back at the office, at our office building, and it actually was a tornado that came through the area, and the neighbor's roof blew off and then punctured our roof, and then so we had a leak and it had to be fixed.
What's insurance adjuster usually is
okay,
who comes
and,
out, yeah.
Right, and said, okay, this is the amount, and I took it.
Mm-hmm.
And then we only got a small portion of the roof fixed. We didn't get it all fixed. So I would say, how does an insurance company going to make money if they're paying money out? They have absolutely no incentive to pay me what I need to be paid. I mean, tell me a secret about bonuses.
So the insurance companies obviously aren't jumping out of their chairs to pay you all the money that you're supposed to get for your claim. They make their money by not paying as much out. So all the insurance companies you see on TV with their big commercials, they have that extra money. Likely because they have not paying properly on all of their claims. There are situations where insurance adjusters or even insurance agents do get bonuses for paying less on their claims than they should, because in that sense, they're actually making the insurance company money. I don't have an example as far as which company or, anything like that, but there are companies that do function that way. And as long as you have a good agent, then, and a good insurance adjuster, there are some insurance adjusters that we deal with that are, good to work with. And there are others that, they just don't want to budge and it's
well, that's
not
their job. They work for the
job.
They
right.
work
right.
for the insurance
They're
company.
Not
exactly.
Giving
where,
money away.
Right.
Whereas you, as a public adjuster, see, that could be confusing.
Yes, it is.
Public adjuster is different than insurance adjuster.
Yes.
The insurance adjuster works for the insurance company.
Correct.
And public adjuster, you work for the public.
Yes.
Right. Okay, yeah. Good. Now, last week you brought up a couple times, and it's an important point, that we should all be reviewing these policies annually.
Yes.
And you can review them free of charge. It's something that you provide, mm-hmm. Which is nice. And we talked about how you actually do get paid.
Right.
Okay.
Yep. And the way that we get paid is basically if we do help with a claim situation, we get paid on a contingency. So we only get paid if we're able to help that policyholder get paid by the insurance company. And the fee is based on, the severity of the claim, basically.
I have a friend who owns a lot of properties, and he's had several fires in his properties. And I talked to him. I said, so what's the story? I says, are you getting the shaft from the insurance company? He says, I got a public adjuster. He swears by this public adjuster.
But there's a lot of negativity out there regarding public adjusters, which I'm sure you have to breakthrough.
Yes. I mean, not everybody thinks that we're the greatest thing. we can certainly help in many, many ways. One thing that people get stuck on is the fee. Well, we all pay for services. So, and a lot of times if you're stuck with, a smaller amount, if we're able to get you more, even if it's just a couple thousand more, that's more money that you didn't have before. So, yes, we do expect to get paid for our services, if we're able to actually get something.
Like realtors.
Right.
Like realtors.
Oh, wait, we work for free.
No.
So yes. And even, attorneys do that too. But also a lot of the negativity comes from the time frame as well. When you are using a public adjuster, it can extend the time frame of your claim. If you get paid out by an insurance adjuster right away, I can almost guarantee you, you're not getting paid what you're supposed to be.
The guy, you just said that you're right, because you just reminded me when I had that claim and he came out, he was able to write the check right on the spot.
Mm-hmm.
Remember that?
Mm-hmm. And those guys, when the woman drove through the garage, oh, we're going to write your check and we'll be right away, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
And most people want that money right then and there.
Yeah. And so, I mean, when you are working with a public adjuster, you do have to be patient. It is very frustrating. My husband and I, we did our own claim and just, you know, it wasn't a large claim and it took, you know, months and months. It depends on the insurance adjuster that we end up having to work with. There's a lot of factors that can come into play. As far as, you know, that claim being delayed, if sometimes we need the homeowner to help us out with something, if they're not getting us something that can delay the claim, the mortgage company can delay the claim as well. So there's a lot of factors that play into it. But in order for us to maximize that settlement, there has to be that negotiation, which can take time. So they're not going to, again, they're not jumping out of their seat to pay everything that we're asking for. So if they pay us a little bit more and we're reviewing it and know that, you know, there are still things that need to be paid, then we have to go back to them. Then we have to wait for them to respond. And it goes back and forth, you know, until we feel like the claim is properly taken care of. And so, yeah, it can be frustrating and, you know, and time consuming. But the fact that, you know, we are taking care of it for you and you don't have to, you know, go out of your way. You're dealing with your everyday life already. You have work, you have kids and all that kind of thing. To have to worry about dealing with the insurance company and trying to figure out how the policy works and all that kind of stuff. We take all that away. You deal with us directly and we handle the rest. So
you don't just snap your fingers.
It's not that easy, unfortunately.
What's the matter with you? I threw this stat out last week and I'm going to say it again. Roughly 80% of policy holders accept its damage without seeking an independent opinion. Those 80% get only 25 to 40 cents.
On the dollar.
On the dollar.
That is correct. And a lot of times, you know, policyholders will think that, well, I'll get a contractor estimate or the insurance company will say, get three estimates and then, you know, they may pay the lowest one. Even with that, you may end up getting a little bit more than if you didn't have that estimate. However, the contractor knows what they need to get paid in order to do that job, but that job might not be the full extent of the damage or what the policy is intended to pay because the contractor doesn't know the policy like we do. This is all that we do. So we can actually help the contractors by maximizing that settlement and allowing for them to do the proper job, the full job, as opposed to just a portion of it. And so, you know, again, that's where we're helpful as well.
A lot of what you do is beneficial to policyholders. Dawn Hansen, Regional Vice President with Metro Public Adjustment. How does someone get in touch with you?
570-795-4045.
Okay, we're headed towards a break. Before we go, Pat, would you like to review a listing, please?
Yes, we have a four-bedroom home at 506 Main Street in Einan, up the Einan, for $65,000. This home has most of its original woodwork and its hardwood floors. It has a spacious floor plan, large bedrooms, a finished lower level, and an unfinished attic. A little TLC will go a long way with this home. That's a four-bedroom home with hardwood floors at 506 Main Street in Einan for only $65,000. And that's listed by Christy Shannon of our office.
Thank you, Pat. I have some Greater Scranton Board of Realtors multi-list statistics.
I love statistics.
Yes, you do. And I was thinking of you when I was pulling these for the last 30 days for single-family homes in the Lackawanna, Luzerne, Pike, Wayne, and Wyoming counties. What are the median sales price for two bedrooms or less is $76,500 is the median sales price. For three bedroom homes, the median sales price is $120,000. And for four bedrooms or more single family home, median sales price is $169,500. We're headed towards a break. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21, Jack Ready Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker. We'll be right back.
How do you relax? Maybe it's stretched out in a hammock on the beach, holding an ice-cold drink with an umbrella. Maybe it's just sitting next to a stream with a good book. How do you feel relief? That last bite of a perfect meal?
delicious.
Instant relief from heartburn?
If you use Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate, selling your house is actually a relief. Odds are you've got other priorities, like preparing to move for that next big job, downsizing to give yourself a break from all that household maintenance, or handling the home of a loved one who's passed. The last thing you want to worry about are the obstacles of selling a house. And that's where the experienced agents at Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate can help. Visit us online at jruddy.com. That's J-R-U-D-D-Y.com. Or call us today at 570-344-6724 for a free consultation. Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate. Each office is independently owned and operated.
We're back with more Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker. I'm Jackie Ruddy, broker, in with Pat Devaney, my husband, fellow realtor.
And we're back. And this is good stuff. This is very interesting.
We're back with Dawn Hansen, Regional Vice President with Metro Public Adjustment. Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for being here. 2 weeks in a row, we're having wonderful discussions with you regarding what you do. You're a public adjuster. You work for the public. Yes. And what's your tagline?
Educate and protect the policyholder.
Educate and protect the policy.
It sounds like a police. It sounds like Dragnet. You know, protect the public.
Yes, we like that. So, you know, a lot of times people are very proud of the fact that they have insurance and they don't file claims, and they can, you know, have a policy for 30 years and never file a claim, take care of everything on their own. Because they feel, though, and it's more than a pride thing, it's because they feel that if they make an insurance claim, their insurance rates are going to skyrocket.
Right. Yeah, a lot of people correlate homeowners insurance with auto insurance, which it's totally different. So submitting a claim on your homeowner's insurance oftentimes just leads to a removal of a claims-free discount, or some companies don't have a claims-free discount, so they'll put a surcharge on. Typically, that lasts a period of 3 years. If you have no other claims within that three-year period, then you will get that discount back. A lot of things can affect your premium itself. It's not the rate that is being affected. You know, if there's a storm halfway across the country, the rates are going to be affected here. They have to account for it somewhere. It doesn't have to do with your personal claims. They are, if you have inflation guard on your policy where your rate goes up, not your rate, I'm sorry, your coverage amount goes up each year based on a factor or a percentage that they have listed on your policy, that can cause your coverage amounts to go up, which increases your premium. That's different from your rate. If you lose that claims-free discount, then your premium, it views to go up because you don't have that discount anymore. And then again, after the three-year period, then you should get that back. And a lot of times, the insurance companies won't account for if it's a storm-related, where it's a severe storm that's affected many homes, because they know that, you know, that is something that's going to happen. So
let's talk about what's covered, what's not. And acts of God.
Yeah, acts of God.
Acts of God. Yes. There's a lot of things that people don't realize are covered under their policy. I mean, many people realize the fire, you know, if a tree falls on their house or something like that. Many people don't realize that if you are grilling over the summer and you forget to leave the grill away from your home while it's venting out of the back to, you know, to cool down, you push it back up against the siding melts, that's covered under your policy. If you are, and this is under an all-risk policy, just to be clear with that. If you're mowing your lawn, a rock kicks up, it hits the siding, breaks the siding, that would be covered under your policy. You're moving furniture, you gouge your floors, or you overwater a plant, especially in Christmas time when people have their Christmas trees, leaves a ring on the floor. A lot of people feel like they have to live with that damage. Those types of things are actually covered under your policy. It's a one-time sudden and accidental thing. As long as you didn't purposely do it. I actually had a client, I was overlooking at damage that they had, and she wanted me to help with one area, and I looked up at the ceiling and I said, well, what happened there? She had all this water damage on her ceiling. Oh, well, my son overflowed the tub. And, you know, I said, well, that's covered under your insurance. And she said, well, I thought that it wasn't because it was something that we did. And I said, well, you didn't do it intentionally. So, yes, that's something that would be considered an accidental discharge or overflow of water, which many of the claims that we deal with are water related. So And not referring to groundwater, which is completely different and typically excluded.
Right. Accidental damages such as spills on a carpet.
Yes.
Cracked ceramic tiles.
Yes. If you're in the kitchen and you're carrying a pot and you drop it on a tile and it cracks, that would be covered.
And damage caused by children or guests. Mold, if the result was from a covered loss.
Although some policies exclude it. There are some companies that do specifically exclude mold, even if it is a result of a covered loss.
Okay.
And the big one, acts of God.
Right, acts of God. I was getting back to that.
Acts of God, yes. Acts of God are covered. In the legal language, God does not exist. So you can't exclude something that isn't even acknowledged. But really, an act of God is, you know, your storms, your tornadoes, your hurricanes, all that kind of thing. That's all covered.
Mother Nature.
Your policy. And I did have a client that told me one time that, you know, we were able to help them with their recent claim, but they had called a while back, you know, called their insurance company. They had storm damage, and the insurance company told them acts of God aren't covered. And so years later, they had hail damage to their roof, paid for the entire roof out of pocket because their insurance company told them before that acts of God weren't covered. And they didn't realize that that wasn't actually the case until, you know, I had sat down with them and explained everything. And so, you know, that was money that they paid out of pocket, which people often do, either not knowing that it's covered or just thinking, you know, that they're just, it's not that big of a deal and they can handle it themselves. You're paying for your policy for a reason. And, you know, you don't want to abuse it, but, you know, it's not life insurance. You do want to use it. And that's why you have it. So, if it's a significant claim, you do want to submit that. So you're not paying out of pocket because you're paying your insurance month after month, year after year, and you pay for a promise. And that promise is to, you know, go back to your pre-loss condition. So it is good to use it, of course, you know, not abuse it. But those are a lot of things that people don't realize are covered under their insurance.
I hate being at the mercy of the insurance companies.
Well, actually,
you know, this is what you're going to get. You ain't got nothing to say. I feel like a little kid.
Yes.
This is it. And that's it. Now shut up and go away.
Right. Because I was also told by an insurance agent, not my own, but someone else's, because there was a storm and their roof punctured my roof, and I wanted to put it through their insurance to get my roof fixed, which was leaking all over the place. And I have computers, and we just did a renovation, so I really had to do this. Right. And I was told it was an act of God, and, you know, therefore you're on your own.
Yeah. Well, unfortunately, we are at the mercy of the information that we're given. So, you know, just don't always take what someone says and accept it. Always, you know, look a little bit further, you know, get a second opinion.
Right,
just like your health. I mean, you know, if someone tells you, you go into a doctor one day, someone tells you you have cancer, you gotta get another opinion.
You need an advocate.
As much as we want to trust everybody that, you know, that's experts in their field, or you expect that, well, that's what they do. And, you know, it's always good to just ask somebody else.
Right. Right. Well, yeah. I wish I knew.
Want to pay as little as possible. Not you, the insurance adjusters. That's their job.
They work for the insurance company, right. And there are independent adjusters that also work for the insurance company, not directly, but more indirectly, where if they don't have their own adjusters to send out, then they will hire a third-party adjuster, still representing the insurance company, though.
Okay. So the public adjuster is for the consumer, and the insurance adjuster is for the insurance company. Let's just get that point.
Yes, people get confused with that a lot. I'll, you know, be talking to people and say, oh, have you heard of a public adjuster? Yeah, I had one. Are you sure it was a public adjuster and not an insurance adjuster? Because there is a big, they hear adjuster and kind of just
assume the same. Right.
Yep.
Yeah, that must be a daily battle for you.
Yeah.
Okay. I have another statistic. Public adjusters obtain 574% more. Policyholders who use public adjusters received an estimated $9,379 on their claim, compared to $1,391 for those policyholders that did not use a public adjuster.
Yes.
And the difference is that 574%.
Yes, and that is
amazing.
Yeah, that's not a small number. That is a statistic that was a group called the Office of Program Policy Analysis and Government Accountability, which is based out of the Florida area. That's where all the insurance stuff pretty much happens to start off with. They did a study over the course of several years and based on the ones who did use a public adjuster and ones that did not, and that was what they found in their study. So that it's pretty eye-opening, I would say.
So regarding these insurance policies that we all have, who has the burden of proof?
The burden of proof lies on the homeowner, the policyholder. So when you're going to make a claim and you're calling the insurance company, it's your job to present that claim properly to them, and not knowing how to present it can cause you to be denied, completely. So that's why it's important to have someone who knows how to present it properly so that you can get paid. We have the experience and the expertise to evaluate the coverage, to document the loss, ensure that the policy conditions are met, to prepare the damage estimate, which gives you the independent opinion that you need. We present the claim properly, schedule appointments, handle phone calls, write letters, and obtain experts as needed to support the claim. So it's a lot of behind-the-scenes stuff that a lot of people don't even realize needs to take place in order to get paid properly by the insurance company. But yes, the burden of proof does lie on the homeowner. And even just with getting the policy itself and making sure you're properly insured, it is the homeowner's responsibility to make sure they're properly insured. So you can't really go back to your agent and say, you didn't sell me the proper policy. It's your responsibility to review that and make sure you understand it, which is difficult. And that's where we can help, to review that with you and help you understand.
Well, this is an area where I'm guilty as charged, because I rely on the professionals to do the right thing.
Right.
And it's not always the case, as I mentioned in the first show.
Right.
And stuff happens. I get it. And hopefully it never happens again.
Right.
So right now I know the difference. And I know now that I have better coverage for half the cost. Mm-hmm. Thank goodness. But it's not always the case. We trust these people to do the right thing, mm-hmm. to make sure that we're properly insured. But it's just as you just mentioned, it's on me.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's why it's so important, especially for first time homebuyers, to have this education. So I would recommend anybody that is, just finishing up a transaction with you and get settled into their home once they're all settled and in their home, give me a call and I can come over and review the policy and let you know all the things that are covered to prepare you for the future of that home. Because then you'll know ahead of time if it's covered, if it's not covered, who to call, how to handle it. Whether you have the proper policy in place to start off your home, your life in that home, and to make sure that you're protecting your most valuable asset.
That's true. And so a lot of times people, when they get insurance, if they're buying a house for the first time, they'll go where they have their auto, mm-hmm. or other insurance policies, mm-hmm. and they could start there, mm-hmm. not saying, but it's always good to get another opinion.
Yes.
Right. You're going to be coming to Wow House to look at our policy.
Absolutely.
And we also just got some mind subsidence insurance.
Okay.
Because it's like $50 a year for $100,000 of coverage. Mm-hmm. So we got a bunch of that too. So now we're covered for everything except
there's a lot
the
of
great flood.
There's a lot of endorsements that people don't realize are out there that they, they may need, or some that maybe they have that they don't need. But, jewelry, firearms, antiques. There's also endorsements for water backup and sump pumps that, if the agent didn't mention it, they probably don't know to ask for it. So so that's also things that are important.
Why you like to go to the property to see what's there.
Yes, because what I'll do is I'll walk around the home with the homeowner and be able to, see everything that's in their home, so I can say, okay, yes, you have the proper amount of coverage. Like it appears that you have the proper amount of coverage for your personal property. And, you have some antiques or some firearms. Maybe you want to look into getting endorsements for those.
Great advice. Dawn Hansen, Regional Vice President with Metro Public Adjustment. Someone can get in touch with you by reaching you at 570-795-4045. Thanks for coming here 2 weeks in a row. We appreciate it.
Thank you. We
enjoyed our discussion with you. Pat.
Yes, we have a three-unit building at 317-319 Cherry Street in Dunmore for $119,000. All the utilities are separate, including three gas furnaces, three water heaters, along with separate water and sewer. You can invest and earn by living in the owner's side, that's a three-bedroom apartment, while having the additional income from the rentals that can pay your mortgage and the expenses. It also has a carport in the rear and a driveway for off-street parking. That's a three-unit at 317-319 Cherry Street in Dunmore for $119,000.
Remember to tune in next Saturday at 11 a.m. and Sunday at 11:30 a.m. to listen to more of the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker.